High school baseball is built one game at a time, where pitchers work the count, defenses stay disciplined, and hitters wait for the right moment to come through. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the path toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals within reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in here this afternoon. It is high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got Crendon Prophet alongside. He'll join the broadcast in just a moment. Captain Kurt Kilman, our studio producer here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. 50 degrees and cloudy skies in Sabetha, Kansas today. A little bit different than what we have seen through the first couple of weeks of our baseball and softball broadcast in terms of the weather, but we're out here. We're ready to go. Sabetha hosting Perry LeCompton. Some Big East baseball here today. Let's get you the lineup cards for both these teams. For Perry LeCompton, they played some close games. They're still looking for win number one this year. The Cavs sit at 0-6, coming off two close losses at St. Mary's on Monday afternoon. Those final 6-5 and 7-4. Let's get you the lineup card for the Cavs here today, and they'll lead it off with junior center fielder Caden Baker batting second. The freshman catcher, that is Aiden Carlston. Batting third, the senior pitcher, that is Garrett Metcalf. In the cleanup spot, junior second baseman Houston Habiger. Batting fifth, senior shortstop, that is Dayton Tucker. Batting sixth, the senior third baseman Hudson Buttram. The seventh spot, that's junior right fielder Thomas Marcelino. Batting eighth, the senior first baseman, that is Caleb Confer. And batting ninth, rounding out the Perry LeCompton lineup today, that is senior left fielder and Colby Klein. So again, for Perry LeCompton here today in Sabetha, you got Baker in center, Carlston the catcher, Metcalf pitching, Habiger at second, Tucker at short, Buttram at third, Marcelino in right, Confer at first, and Klein is the left fielder. For the Sabetha Blue Jays here today on their home turf, number 7 ranked team in Class 3A this week, according to the Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches. Blue Jays come in with a record of 3-2 and their first Big East League matchup here today at home against the Cavs. Blue Jays lineup in this game looks like this here this afternoon. Colin Montgomery will lead it off. He is at shortstop. Michael Lang is in left field. He'll bat second. Reed Mitchell is catching. He will bat third. Jayton Meyer in the cleanup spot. He'll be at third base. Ike Tramp, he is pitching and batting fifth. Curtis Fitzgerald, he'll be in center field batting sixth. Camden Whitworth, the first baseman, he bats seventh. Storm Dixon, the second baseman, he'll bat eighth. And Cole Minnell, rounding out the lineup for the Blue Jays here today, he will be in right field. So again, for the Blue Jays on their home turf today against the Cavs, Montgomery at short, Lang in left, Mitchell is catching, Meyer at third, Tramp pitching, Fitzgerald in center, Whitworth at first, Dixon at second, and Minnell is in right field. Our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890. Member FDIC, an Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on. A relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA alongside Brendan Prophet, KP, Double K, Kirk Kilman. Special Double K, Kirk Kilman back in our studios. I'm Brandon Tabman here in Sabetha, Kansas this afternoon, getting you set for some Big East League baseball here today. The Sabetha Blue Jays playing host to the Perry LeCompton Cause. Now, the original schedule was to do Sabetha Perry LeCompton softball today, but the weather playing a factor into that. Thanks for Sabetha baseball. They got the nice turf field. They're ready to rock and roll. So we switched things up a little bit as the two teams remain the same, but just switching sports. It'll be the baseball game here this afternoon with the Blue Jays and the Cause. Getting a little bit closer to the first pitch. Again, a little bit more about these teams, starting with the road team in Perry LeCompton. Sitting at 0-6. Now, they have played some close games and some good competition. They opened things up on March 24th, a double dip at Silver Lake. And those finals were 7-3 and 9-6. And then turned right around on the 27th of March. They hosted Santa Fe Trail. Two losses there, 5-2 and 18-8. And then most recently, Monday afternoon at St. Mary's, losing a couple close ones there. Again, those finals 6-5 and 7-4. So Perry LeCompton, again, looking for win number one here in the 2026 season. Now for the Blue Jays. As good of a run and a consistent team in terms of this sport, baseball, over the last 3 or 5 years. They made a heck of a run last year to a third-place finish at the state tournament. 18 wins overall. They have made the state tournament each of the last 3 seasons. And, of course, last year finishing third place. They beat Jefferson West, believe it or not, if you don't remember, in that first round of the state tournament last year. That final was 2-0. They lost to Heston 7-6 in the semifinals, closed it out with a 2-1 victory over Humboldt to claim that third-place prize in the 3A classification a year ago. Number 7 ranked team currently, according to the KABC, off to a 3-2 start. Again, their last 2 games, they hosted a home tournament last Friday. 2 ranked teams they faced, both losing close games. 7-3 against Hayden. They're the number 7 ranked team in the 4A class. And then they followed that up with a 6-5 loss against Burlington, who right now is the number 9 ranked team in the 3A classification. Excited for this one here today. It's the Blue Jays and the Cause. We'll step aside another timeout, and we'll get you set for the first pitch right after this.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
We stand, with your hand in your heart, and pay respect to the people who are in our country, and those who have lost to their lives, with the flame of our natural end.
Some baseball here this afternoon alongside Crendon Profit with you. Perry LeCompton on the road at Sabetha here today. KP, what it do, good sir? Ready to rock and roll here. You know, we were at Jeff West on Monday. It was roughly 90 degrees with about 40 mile an hour winds. We're about a 40 degree drop in about the mid 50s here today in Sabetha. So that's Kansas weather for you, but fortunate here in Sabetha, we got this beautiful flush turf field, and the Blue Jays and Caws ready to duke it out with Perry LeCompton about to take home plate for the first at-bats here today.
I'll tell you what, the weather has definitely went back and forth today. I remember a couple times where I got to actually take off my hoodie, walk around outside, probably could have put some shorts on, a nice t-shirt. Then, you know, in the last couple hours, it's been cold. It's been cold. The rain came back and it hit. So I just came up from Highland. I'll tell you what, it's a little cold weather down here. We talked about 50 degrees, a little windy, but these are two teams that are going to match up very well. We talked about Perry LeCompton getting their start here, looking for a potential Big East victory and possibly their first win here of the season at 0-6. But I saw Sabetha a lot last year, selling the sub-state tournament. They were a really good team in that tournament, and today they bring here Tramp up to the mound to get this start. And tell you what, he's a really good pitcher. Early start here of the season, 7 strikeouts. He's only given up 7 earned runs, so he's going to look to have a nice start here on the mound.
Yeah, Tramp on the bump here, starting for Sabetha. Home white uniforms. They got the dark blue pinstripes. Sabetha across the front of the uniforms. Perry LeCompton on the road today. Blue tops, gray pants. White numerals and lettering across the front. They are trimmed out in black. Mentioning Ike Tramp, his third start of the season. He has a record of 1-1, an ERA of 5.44. Caden Baker, Aiden Carlston, Garrett Metcalf, top three in the cause lineup here today. And Kirk Hillman with you on the other side. Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tedman here in Sabetha today as we're about ready for the first pitch. Caden Baker stepping in. Where's jersey number 8? Rocks the right side. Batter's box. Plate appearance number 26 on the young season for Caden Baker. And the right-hander in Tramp fires in the first pitch, and it is hit out to shallow center field. And one pitch and a leadoff single here for Caden Baker. And just like that, that's his 10th hit of the season. And the Cavs have their leadoff man on here to begin the game.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's the leadoff man. He leads the team in hits. He's got over a 450 batting average, and right there, he's got great eyes, great location on that pitch, found it, and got himself already on first base.
Well, here's a freshman in Aiden Carlston. That's from the left side. Tramp fires in a strike, and it's 0-1. Carlston wears jersey number 27. It is his 13th plate appearance of the season. He's got just one hit. He's also drawn 5 walks. Baker at first base, double play ball potentially. Dixon at second, he'll flip it for 1, and then the exchange from glove to hand, not there by the shortstop Montgomery, but they do get Baker out at second base for the first out of the game.
Yeah, we kind of talked maybe about that, probably how wet that ball is. I know they did still do a nice job covering this turf up, but it's probably a little slick still, so that probably played into it just a little bit there on Montgomery's transfer.
So Carlston reaching on the fielder's choice, first out of the game, and that's about to bring up Garrett Metcalf, the senior pitcher. He wears jersey number 5, bats on the right side, his 22nd plate appearance of the season, a 200 average. He's got 3 hits, including a double, a couple of RBIs, and 4 runs scored. So he's got Carlston, the freshman, at first, on a 2.5-step lead. Tramp off the stretch, and he'll fire in the first pitch to Metcalf, and missing a little bit inside for ball 1. Now, we talked about this Perry LeCompton team. They've played a lot of close games here early, still in search of win number 1. Tramp fires in that 1-0, and this one's popped into the air. This is playable, medium depth out in right field. Minold eyes it up, pulls it in, and quickly 2 outs here in the inning. That'll bring up the cleanup man in Houston Habiger. So Habiger steps in. Carlston at first base. 2 outs here in the inning. Habiger just got, within the last couple of days, some postseason recognition state level for basketball. In the cleanup spot here in the baseball lineup today, watches a pitch in the dirt. Mitchell could stop. And it's 1 ball, no strikes. Habiger, 24th plate appearance, and he is north of 400 with a 412 average, 7 hits, including a double. He has 4 RBIs. Tramp's next pitch, ground ball, pretty hit well, and it kicks off the second baseman in Dixon, and he can't make a throw, and everybody is safe.
At the very end there, he slipped a little bit, so again, despite covering the turf here, it's still going to be a little slick there, so it's definitely going to make for some hard plays, especially those candy hops there on that infield.
It'll go down as E4. So Habiger at first, Carlston at second base, 2 outs here in the inning. That brings up the senior shortstop, Dayton. He's got 24 plate appearances. This will be 25. And first pitch swinging, high chopper, third base side, Meyer Fields, and he'll just tag the runner. And Carlston going from second to third, and that retires the side. So the Cavs put a couple on with 2 outs, but the Blue Jays get the stop to end that inning. We played half an inning here in Sabetha. Blue Jays coming up, no score. High school baseball here on KMZA.
Are you looking for a fun family activity, something that keeps you active, boosts confidence, and teaches lifelong skills? Then martial arts are for you. At Hello Martial Arts, we have taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga self-defense training. Anyone can do it. We also have regular camps, courses, and events. Find out more at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now for Perry LeCompton in the top of the first. No runs, one hit, one error, two left on base. And we'll see Sabetha up for the first time here today on their home turf. Number 7 ranked team in Class 3A, KPBT Double K with you. Colin Montgomery, Micah Lang, Reed Mitchell, top three in the Blue Jays lineup facing Garrett Metcalf, starting pitcher today for Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, Sabetha has a really strong top three here to begin their order, especially Reed Mitchell in that third spot. He leads the team right now in 9 hits on the season. But for Perry LeCompton, the call leader up there on the mound, Metcalf, he's been a solid pitcher here early part here this season. So looking still here for that first win for Perry LeCompton. Definitely have a good chance here. We saw him at the top of the inning also, kind of maybe some of that slickness that might still play effect there, especially on that defensive infield on some of those hops. So definitely got to keep a watch on that for today's action.
Garrett Metcalf pitching here today for Perry LeCompton, and it's been a much different feel weather-wise. Again, just north, barely of 50 degrees at first pitch just a little while ago. A little bit of a breeze in towards the right field corner. And the lefty, Colin Montgomery, steps in. First at bat for the Blue Jays here today. Metcalf swings the right arm through, delivers a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, it's a good first pitch to gain some confidence there for Metcalf.
21st plate appearance this season for Colin Montgomery. Batting average at .364. Off-speed pitch, catching the outer edge, and quickly Montgomery down in the count. It's 0-2. Going to work quickly. Here's the kick in the 0-2 to Montgomery. High fastball. Montgomery lays off, and it's 1-2. Michael Lang in the on-deck circle. Reed Mitchell in the hole for the Blue Jays. 1-2. Here's the pitch to Montgomery. Curls in there, but missing inside. Quickly 2-2. A Sabetha team that has played some good competition here early on in the season, particularly last Friday, hosting two top 10 teams in Hayden and Burlington. Both losses were close. And from 0-2 to 3-2, Montgomery watching that 2-2 pitch land in the dirt. So a good battle back here for the leadoff man, the sophomore. For the Blue Jays, number 7 ranked team in Class 3A currently. 3-2, check swing, and it's fouled away over the netting, and we'll try it again at 3-2.
Yeah, worked a nice pitch right back in the frame. This time might go a bit closer there to the choke of the batter.
Standing tall, Garrett Metcalf, righty v lefty matchup to kick off the bottom of the first here, no score, and that one's high and away, 4. So Montgomery falls behind in the count 0-2, and he works a walk to lead off the bottom of the first.
Yeah, that was great discipline there by Montgomery. You mentioned that he went down early in the count 0-2, but then he was able to watch it right before that ball fought off the last pitch there, too. So it wasn't just that easy. He was able to definitely work for that one. So definitely a nice leadoff there for Montgomery.
That's the 6th walk that Montgomery has drawn this season. Has about a 3-step lead at first. And Lang steps in also from the left side. Metcalf a quick fire to first. And Montgomery back in safely. No score here in the bottom of the first. And you look at the matchup between these two last season. And Sabetha taking both against Perry LeCompton. 12-2 and 13-9 were those finals. Metcalf out of the stretch. Montgomery flirting a little bit over at first base. He won't take off. And there's a good pitch. Swung on and missed by Lang. And it's 0-1. And now a soft toss over to first, trying to catch Montgomery off guard. Metcalf couldn't do so. Micah Lang, just recently we talked about Houston Habiger in that first inning for the cause. Micah Lang had plenty of postseason basketball recognition. Here's a high pitch that's called a ball. Now a steal attempt at second base, and they're going to say out at second base. A bang-bang play. Tucker made the tag. Good throw by Carlston, and that eliminates the runner out there. And now one out, nobody on.
yeah, that was a great throw by Carlston, but, you know, what a tag there by Havinger to make that play. That was a very, as you mentioned, a bang-bang play where he had to grab that snap right to the runner. So, yeah, what a tremendous play there.
That's only the second time Montgomery's been caught stealing this season. He had 5 stolen bases prior to that. 1-2 to count on Micah Lang. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Cause threatened to touch with a couple on and 2 outs. Could not scratch across the first run. Here's the windup in the 1-2. Fastball just missing on that outside part of the plate. Now 2-2.
Well, you mentioned Michael Lang's basketball accolades. This kid's an all-around athlete. Basketball, baseball, as well as don't forget football. That earlier where Sabetha had a nice run in the football season.
Batting average is .316. Tad open on the stance. Late swing, and he fouls it straight back. And we'll try it again at 2-2. Carlston catching for Metcalf. You have Buttram at third, Tucker at short, Havinger at second, Confer at first, and then left to right field, Crying, Baker, and Marcelino. Another 2-2 pitch on the way here. My Garrett Metcalf went off speed, missing high and away, and the count runs full for the second consecutive batter here in the inning. It's 3-2.
Yeah, early in this order right now, Smith doing a good job here, staying balanced.
And an off-speed pitch swung on and missed, and a strikeout recorded by Garrett Metcalf, and 2 outs in the inning for Reed Mitchell.
Reed Mitchell.
20th plate appearance for Reed Mitchell. Boy, and he's been hot here early, a .600 average. He's got 9 hits, which leads the team. He's got a double and 4 triples on the year. And crazy, the top 3 in this Blue Jay lineup, all batting from the left side, and there's a swing and a miss to start. It's 0-1 on Reed Mitchell. Well, this Blue Jay team, I would have to imagine, is going to be in the mix as we continue on through this Big East schedule. That next one a little bit close, but missing 1-1. Well, Mitchell can get on Jayton Meyer in the on-deck circle. Metcalf trying to retire and face the minimum here. He's a little dribbler down the third base line. It's going to be foul. Now 1-2 here on Mitchell. Infield playing fairly straight up. The outfield shifted more for Mitchell to pull, and he does pull this one, but it's going to be foul down the first base line this time. And again, 1-2.
Yeah, Mitchell leads the team with 9 hits here this season. He's got to protect here on the 1-2.
Including 5 extra base hits. Trying to keep something going with 2 outs. Here's the 1-2 by Metcalf. Off speed, swung on and missed. Got him. Might have been a foul tip. Either way, Carlston secured it behind the dish to retire the side. So the minimum faced for Garrett Metcalf and Perry LeCompton. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the bottom of the first. We go to the second here in Sabetha, no score.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing here today. It is gloomy, cloudy. Good thing the rain has kind of gone by, but nonetheless, a chilly afternoon for some high school baseball. Perry LeCompton here in Sabetha today. We go to the second inning, no score. Brandon Prophet alongside Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tadner with you as well. Perry LeCompton about to kick things off here in the top of the second inning. Sent 5 to the plate in the first, left 2 stranded. Ultimately, no runs. Ike Tramp getting out of that jam in that top of the first inning.
Meyer at third, Montgomery at short, Dixon at second, Whitwer at first. You got Mitchell catching, and then left to right field defensively for the Blue Jays. You got Lang, Fitzgerald, and Mennels.
Well, Bobby Orr just produced kind of like the top of your start, at least with Perry Wisconsin, with Baker being able to get on that first pitch, had a nice hit. But other than that, then you had one that got on because of the error. So, but overall, I mean, Perry LeCompton is a nice start from Baker. You just got to kind of keep that momentum going.
Perry LeCompton won 16 games a year ago, got to a regional championship game, but lost to Jeff West 12-2 in that regional title game. Now the top of the second inning underway. Hudson Buttram, the senior third baseman, kicks things off here as Tramp kicks and fires, and it's laced down the third base line, and that ball's going to be fair. Rounding first is Buttram, puts on the brakes. It's going to be a long single, and that throw kind of ricocheted out into right, and on it quickly is Mennels to keep Buttram at first base. So back-to-back leadoff hits for Perry LeCompton in the first two innings.
Yeah, and that's exactly, you know, how you want to start off these innings. Of course, you want to try to continue that. But, man, what a nice rip there by Buttram just riding down that left line.
That's his eighth hit of the season, all of which have been singles, and now this is hit to the third base side. Meyer has a chance. Throw to second. Gets out into right field. Mennels gets on it. Gets it in quickly, but that's going to put runners at first and second with nobody out. That's going to be the second error here in the ball game by this Blue Jays defense.
Yeah, just like in that first inning, you know, just the errors, you know, extending it out. And here, this is kind of putting you in a tougher situation. No outs. Runners in the corners.
That was Thomas Marcelino hacking at the first pitch, and he's at first base. Buttram at third. Here's Caleb Confer, who puts a charge into the first one, but stabbed by Meyer. He'll throw to second for one, on to first, and in time for the double play. The run will score, but it's issued 5-4-3. I think it's a win-win both ways. Blue Jays get the double play, clear the base pass, and Perry LeCompton will have the first lead at 1-0. So Confer will get an RBI. Colby Krein will step in. Two outs, bases empty, and the cause leading 1-0. Tramp right back to the windup. First pitch swinging. Hot shot down the third base line, but foul. So Perry LeCompton striking first. That's a big double play, though, turned by the Blue Jay defense. Especially after Meyer just had a throwing error, the previous batter comes back with a nice play to start that DP. Here's the kick and the deal. Fastball missing a little bit high here on Colby Krein. And it's 1-1.
And you just mentioned, I think that was the defensive play. This infield really needs to kind of pick their confidence up, especially early in this game with two errors.
Little slow roller again. Meyer busy at third base, puts a charge on the throw, knee high, caught by Whitwer at first to retire the side. But an error on the board, a double play, but an RBI for Caleb Confer. We've played 1.5 here in Sabetha, cause out to a 1-0 lead here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues here today in Sabetha. Blue Jays hosting Perry LeCompton. Caught out to a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the second inning. 4, 5, and 6 in the Blue Jay lineup. Starting off here with Jayton Meyer, the junior third baseman. Gary Metcalf back to work, struck out the last two batters in that bottom of the first. This one's hit off the end of the bat in the center fielder, Caden Baker. Great athleticism. He was playing it pretty well. About five or six steps into his right and a little bit in front of him, he'll make the shoulder-high catch for out number one.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of hitting leadoff first pitch hits, but right there, Baker just eye on the money there to get that one out in center field.
Here's Ike Tramp stepping in. Base is empty, one out, bottom two. Cause leading at 1-0. 19th plate appearance for Ike Tramp, batting average at 143 on the year. And Metcalf fires in an off-speed pitch, knee high for a called strike. Another fairly breezy day here in northeast Kansas. Next pitch by Metcalf, outside in the dirt, ball one. Curtis Fitzgerald in the on-deck circle for the Blue Jays. Here's the windup, kick and deal. And it's a line drive past the outstretched arm of Tucker at short, and that's going to be a base hit for Ike Tramp. That's his third hit of the season, all of which have been singles, and the Blue Jays have a runner at first with one out.
Yeah, caught a nice fastball, hooked it out to that left side. Just great awareness and location there on that strike for Ike Tramp.
Curtis Fitzgerald steps in, 18th plate appearance for him, batting average at 214. So out of the stretch, it's Metcalf, not much of a lead for Tramp at first base, yet Metcalf will still toss it over there. Con for securing and back in safely is junior Ike Tramp. Fitzgerald bats on the right side. Staggered stance out of the stretch here for Metcalf. Little glance over that left shoulder a couple times there back at first. And he'll fire. And before the pitch, the umpire stepped up and called time, so that one won't count. So still waiting for the first pitch here from Metcalf to Fitzgerald. Middle of the box, fairly straight up in the stance, slight bend to the knees. Metcalf comes through with it, off speed, up and away for ball one. And Fitzgerald, 18th plate appearance, .214 average. He's got three hits. But two of those three hits, extra bases.
I'll tell you what, Metcalf's doing a nice job holding off this first base. They got one ceiling back in the first inning, caught Montgomery. So Metcalf, he's got nice eyes here, and he's making sure he's keeping his eyes on that first base runner.
Here's the 1-0 on the way in the dirt. Good stab by the freshman Carlston to keep it in front. And just a beautiful ballpark here in Sabetha. A lot of room and a heavy job on the catchers here on this field. If the ball goes by, it's going to go by. Two balls, no strikes here on Fitzgerald. 1-0 cause here in the home second. Pitch by Metcalf. It's a ground ball down the line, and it's there, third base side. And not much hustle. The second was Tramp, and it'll be a long single. Pretty similar to the ball struck. And we saw earlier in the game down that third base line. So now two on and one out here in the inning for Camden Whitworth.
And had a little more breathing room there for Fitzgerald down that left drive, but still nice hit there, back-to-back hit. It's about that chance here to build some a little bit of momentum with some nice strikes from Tramp and Fitzgerald.
Here's the junior Camden Whitworth. Right side up in the box. Two on, one out here for the Blue Jays in the second, trailing 1-0. Here's the Metcalf delivery. Good location, but just missing off the outer portion of the plate for ball one. Whitworth rocks jersey number 35, appearing in his fifth game, his 14th plate appearance, a .375 average. Now Tramp at second, Fitzgerald at first. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball to the shortstop. Tucker underhands to second for one. On to first. Habiger's throw in time. 6-4-3 DP, and that gets the Blue Jays out of the inning. So we've seen a couple double plays turned already. And for another inning, the Blue Jays squander a little bit of an opportunity there. But 6-4-3 DP to end it. We've played two here in Sabetha, cause leading at 1-0.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing here this afternoon. Blue Jays and Cause. Some Big East League action here alongside Kernan Prophet. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Hillman in studio. LKP, two innings in. Perry LeCompton, one run, two hits, no errors. Blue Jays, no runs, two hits, and a couple of errors here early.
Yeah, well, right now, for this Betha defense, they're just trying to clean up that infield right there. You saw some nice plays, though, that kind of ended that last inning defensively there for them. So I think, you know, for Sabatha, they're just trying to clean some stuff up here on the infield, but they had that nice double play and then that nice play from third base from Meyer. So I think that confidence is building up a little bit from Meyer Montgomery on that left side, and that's what it needs to be here for Sabatha.
So we start the third inning. Cause have the top of the order. Caden Baker, who singled to begin this game, he'll take a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. He'll be followed by Carlston and then Metcalf. That run produced by Caleb Confer actually grounded out into a double play, but a runner at third. Now this one's hit on a frozen rope out to left field, and a diving play by Micah Lang, taking away extra bases. Boy, Baker's had a couple of rocket shots. First one got him on. That one no go, says Micah Lang in left field. And emphatic for the first out here in the inning.
Yeah, phenomenal play there by Lang, stretching himself out to the right of his body. You know, he's got that glove on his left hand, so had a really nice job getting that grab there. And we talked about how good of an athlete he is, and now that's a display of his athleticism.
Here's Carlston, the freshman, and he'll take a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, he reached down a fielder's choice in the first inning. Yeah, it was ultimately thrown out at third to end that inning. Or correction, he was tagged out at third to end that first inning. Takes one low and inside, ball one. So one ball, one strike on the freshman, Aiden Carlston. Well, outside of him being a freshman, the rest of this 1-9 lineup for the Cause, juniors and seniors. So pretty impressive. A freshman in the two hole. And he takes an off speed in there for a called strike and down in the count at 1-2. A left side batter's box, open on the stance. Ike Tramp kicks, and the righty delivers. And it's a foul tip strikeout, having to throw it down. Reed Mitchell to Whitworth first to secure the out. And the first strikeout here today for Ike Tramp, and there's two outs here in the inning. So here's Garrett Metcalf. Base is empty, nobody out. Top three, Cause leading 1-0. Baker flew out to right in his first at bat today, and he hacks away at the first pitch, fouls it away. It's 0-1. Well, Metcalf trying to get up that average a touch. 200 even coming in. Now three hits early on this season. Now off the end part of the bat, a little pop up right to the pitcher. And Ike Tramp just a few steps off to his right, makes the easy catch. And just like that, Ike Tramp, first time today, facing the minimum in the third inning. Go to the bottom of the third inning here in Sabatha. Cause 1, Blue Jays nothing.
Is your truck or trailer ready for the road ahead? Trust Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabatha for dependable service you can count on. From brakes and alignments to DOT inspections, diagnostics, and major engine repairs, they handle jobs big and small. With over 100 years of combined experience, their skilled team gets you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Floyd's Truck Repair at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabatha today and drive with confidence.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabatha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KMZA continuing today. KPBT double K with you. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Blue Jays trailing Perry LeCompton 1-0. Yeah, Sabetha gets things going here in this inning. Storm Dixon leading off, and he'll foul away the first pitch from Garrett Metcalf, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, I like how Dixon here just gets aggressive here early, bombing the order, takes that first pitch, tries to get an early knock.
Hasn't played a ton, just his fourth at bat of the season, pairing in his second game. He takes one in the dirt here by Metcalf, evening the count at 1-1. Cole Minold and Colin Montgomery will follow as the cause lone run in the second inning on an RBI by Caleb Confer. This one is popped up. Will I be able to catch it through the window? Oh, right in front of us. Fan nearly caught a piece of that barehanded, but now 1-2. And like the 5 years, KP, I have done baseball and softball, there has been two occasions where I have caught a foul ball mid-broadcast, believe it or not. High and in, missing with the fastball, and 2-2.
I've never had one where it's hit me, but I've had one where it hit my color and he dropped it.
Okay.
I won't say his name because that might embarrass him, but that was 2 years ago.
Here's that Metcalf, 2-2 to Dixon. He'll take a charge at it, foul it away. They hit 2-2, went down the third base line. Cause in the first base dugout, Sabetha home team in the third base dugout. Of course, the new turf here in Sabetha installed over the summer, looking very sharp. 2-2. This is hit well, deep out into the gap in left center. Hat comes flying off for Caden Baker, and then a few steps back in the gap, he'll make the catch. And there is the first out of the inning.
Well, just like the last inning that started there on the offensive side for Sabetha, it was from Perry LeCompton. Baker recorded the first out, pop out center field. This time he had to make a little bit of a shift adjustment to his right, lost his half, but Baker doing a nice job tracking the ball. It's the second fly out he's caught today, but man, I'll tell you what, he's got nice athleticism and a good ability to track that ball down.
Here's Cole Middle, number 9 in the order, his 15th plate appearance of the season. Charges that one straight back for a foul ball, and it's 0-1. Well, I was going through some of these Sabetha stats, and you want to know the one that stands out featuring Cole Middle. 10 stolen bases already. He has been caught 0 times.
Speed.
Very good speed. Bottom of the order. Takes one in the dirt. It's 1-1. Middle to senior, multi-sport athletes, bats from the right side, wears jersey number 3. Here's the 1-1 by Metcalf. In a medium pace, ground ball right side, Habiger fields in time by a couple steps to Confer. And the second out in the inning, and Garrett Metcalf pitching well here early on.
Yeah, Metcalf's doing a nice job. He's already recorded 2 strikeouts for himself. But also, the support right now from his team, whether it's the outfield or the infield, they're making nice plays. Forgot to go back and give a shout-out to that double play, that 6-4-3 that was turned around in that last bum of the inning. That was a really nice play there from that infield. So right now, Perry LeCompton, they have a really solid defense.
And here's Colin Montgomery, second time through the order, and he'll take a fastball outside, 1-0. Montgomery walked in his first at-bats and was ultimately caught stealing. Next pitch in there for a strike, evens up 1-1. 1-0 Perry LeCompton, Blue Jays batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Metcalf out of the windup, delivers off speed, a called strike knee high, and 1-2 here on Colin Montgomery.
Yeah, check swung that, probably should have went around all the way with it.
Metcalf working quickly. Face 3 in the first, 4 in the second, chance to face the minimum again here in the third. And a fastball high and away, 2-2 now to count on the sophomore Montgomery. A little bit open on that left side stance, but righty, Metcalf delivers, and it's right back up the hole and into center field for a base hit. Good piece of work at the dish. And the leadoff man for the Blue Jays, and they got something cooking a little bit with runner at first base and 2 outs for Michael Lang.
Yeah, a lot of space in that medium center field, used well there for Montgomery. He's now reached base twice, but yeah, great recognition seeing that pitch down Broadway and taking it right down the star.
So with 2 outs, Blue Jays down 1, trying to do something here in the home third. Metcalf's got to go back to the stretch. He'll check first a couple times. He will throw to first. Confer tags, but not in time. Yeah, Montgomery reached as You mentioned KP in the first inning via the walk, and then ultimately thrown out by Carlson at second. Another throw to first. Metcalf certainly letting these Blue Jay runners know that he's got an eye on them. Two outs here in the inning. 1-0 Perry LeCompton, bottom three. Still waiting for that first delivery here to Micah Lang. Here's the pitch. And this is hit on a frozen rope down the first base line off of Confer's glove. Pitch to the first base bag, and covering was Metcalf, and he got it there in time. Boy, that was hit on a frozen rope. Confer batted it down and underhanded it to Metcalf in time, who was covering first for the out. So the Blue Jays go down. They put four to the plate, and the cause after three innings, still a 1-0 lead here on KMZA.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Three innings in, and we continue on here in Sabetha today. Crin and Profit alongside. I'm Brandon Tadman, Kirk Hillman in studio. Perry LeCompton, the 1-0 lead over the Blue Jays. Both starting pitchers done well here so far. Cause are going to have coming up here in the top of the fourth inning, 4, 5, and 6 with Houston Habiger, Dayton Tucker, and Hudson Buttram. Again, Ike Tramp pitching well. The defense for the Blue Jays, couple of errors early on. Lone RBI for Caleb Confer in the eighth spot. The cause here today, and still 1-0 our score.
Yeah, you mentioned early in this contest, I mean, you mentioned the star of the show is the pitchers from both sides, Tramper, Sabetha, Perry, LeCompton. You got Metcalf. You also got to give a shout to the supporting cast. He's in still in the outfield. They're playing mightily impressive. I mean, you got a couple errors here, you know, unfortunately on this side, but, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, they're starting to click a little bit more here, and as this game goes on, I think they're going to start build on top of it.
Ike Tramp's first pitch off speed, swung on and missed by Habiger, and it's 0-1. He did reach on an error in the first, and now he hits a high chopper to the second baseman, Dixon, running to his right. Throw to first is in time to Whitwer for out number one. So 4-3 on the put outs, and that brings up Dayton Tucker.
And I kind of mentioned that, you know, they've had 2 errors up to this point, and you kind of go back to that first inning, that play, that was not played too well, but Dixon here, he's cleaning things up, and I think the infield, they're starting to feel some confidence, especially with a little bit of this wet turf.
First pitch to Tucker, swing and a miss. And he falls behind at 0-1. Tucker grounded out to third to end the top of the first inning. Lone run for the cause and in the game back in the top of the second. Confer grounded out to a double play. They got a run in from third, and that is still our lone run to this point. It's Perry LeCompton looking for win number one. Kind of a slow start for the cause at 0-6. There's a nice off-speed pitch, just barely missed inside. And 2 balls, no strikes. Here on at Dayton Tucker. Here's Tramp's delivery. And a little slow roller. Is that going to stay fair? No, it spins foul down the third base line. Mitchell couldn't get there in time to field in fair territory. Well, Tucker's got to come back, fight off the 2-1 pitch here. Now as we continue on here in the top of the fourth, Perry LeCompton, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. Sabetha, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors this afternoon so far. Tramp out of the stretch, retired the cause in order last inning, and there's a foul tip, and into the mitt. It is going to be strike 3. Correction, there was 2 strikes on that count, and the first strikeout for Ike Tramp here this afternoon, and quickly 2 outs in the inning.
Yep, that was a nice strikeout for Tramp, and hopefully they kind of continue to get that confidence just the second of the day. Still trying to build onto that momentum.
Here's Buttram, singled and a run scored back in the second inning, and a check swing, checking down to the first base umpire. No swing is the call, and it's one ball, no strikes.
Yeah, Buck did a nice job pulling his bat back just in time off that pitch.
Well, Tramp, after some issues early on, has retired 7 in a row. And now Buttram, a heavy swing and miss there, and it's one ball, one strike. And both starting pitchers pitching very well to this point, about to the halfway point. 1-1 up and in, 2 balls and 1 strike. And Buttram, a senior, is now 24th plate appearance of the year. Again, came in with 7 hits and a .350 average. Bases empty, 2 outs. And a ground ball to the third baseman, Jayton Meyer. Fields fires across the diamond. Shoulder-high catch, leaning left is Whitwer, and that retires the side. So a ground out, a strikeout, and a ground out, and quickly the cause retired in the top of the fourth inning. But they lead here at Sabetha. 1-0 is our score, halfway in, halfway home, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning here on KNCA alongside Double K Kirk Hillman, Crendon Prophet to my left. I'm Brandon Tadman. Again, some Big East League baseball here today. Sabetha coming up here in the home fourth, trailing Perry LeCompton 1-0. Both starting pitchers doing a good job here today. Garrett Metcalf back to work. Here's Reed Mitchell, the lefty, number 3 in the Blue Jay lineup, leading it off here in the home fourth. Metcalf's first pitch, catching the inside corner for strike number 1. Mitchell, the catcher, jersey number 4. And he came in with a .600 batting average. He struck out in his first AB. And a big swing and a miss right there. Quickly, no balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, Sabetha right now trying to get their first leadoff man on since that opening inning there with Montgomery a walk.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Perry LeCompton, and a fastball and a swing and a miss. Mitchell down for a second time via the strikeout. And just like that, first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal job by Metcalf, just blowing it right past him. He did a nice job there getting those pitches around the frame and just really working on that velocity of those pitches.
Third strikeout for Garrett Metcalf and his first strikeout since the first inning. That brings up Jayton Meyer, the cleanup spot, off speed, missing up and in, and it's one ball, no strikes. Meyer put a tee on it in his first AB, but lined out to Baker in center field. The 1-0 is hit a mile high, shallow left field. This is going to be a tough play. Crine coming in, and it pops out of his glove, and then kind of hesitating around first, going to second is Meyer, and he beats the throw, and he is into scoring position with one out. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how this is dialed up on the board. It will go down as an error by Colby Crine in left field. Still a tough play, but KP literally in and out of his mitt. Heady base running there for Meyer to get the second.
Yeah, Crine did, you know, he did an excellent job, you know, trying to get under it and getting himself to his hat blown right past him. But unfortunately, again, it hit right in that dead center, that glove, and it just popped right out. So just an unfortunate play there. Nearly had it. Then regardless, happened, you almost made that tag out at second base, but unfortunately not able to get that play there.
Right, Tramp steps in, RBI chance, and he'll take a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. He singled in his first at-bat today. Back in the second, left stranded on second base. Blue Jays have a chance to tie the game here in the fourth inning, trailing 1-0. And Tramp will call time, as Metcalf is certainly well aware when the Blue Jays have a man on. Meyer didn't have much of a lead, but Habiger at first, or second, beg your pardon, was certainly kind of creeping up there and making Meyer think about it. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Tramp and a late swing and slicing it foul over the fence down the right field line, and it's 0-2. Curtis Fitzgerald in the on-deck circle for the Blue Jays. Cause leading it 1-0 on an RBI by Caleb Confer back in the second inning. You got Jayton Meyer at second base with one out. Off speed, just a touch upstairs. Good eye there for Ike Tramp, and it's 1-2. Metcalf steps onto the rubber. So he continues to stare down Jayton Meyer at second base. Nobody holding. Habiger flirting with it. Now backs off. Another glance by Metcalf. Tramp waiting for that first, or not first, but next pitch, and it's high, and it pops out of the glove of Carlston, and Meyer scampers into third base. He'll round it, put the brakes on. Carlston a little slow to get there, but either way, it's going to be a pass ball, and now Tramp up to third base with still one out. And now the count 2-2 on Ike Tramp, so KP, even an out, could tie the game.
Yeah, I mean, last time up, he had a nice single, so that's when he just has to, even just a lazy single here, would get your first RBI.
2-2 in the dirt, kicks away to the left, and because it kicks left, Meyer had to hold on at third base. Again, if that ball goes straight behind to the backstop and you have a runner at third, there is a very good chance you are going to score.
Yeah, it's a long backstop. We saw that backstop at Jefferson West just a couple of days ago. That one was a very long or a very short backstop. This one, I mean, you're talking probably a good 20, 30 feet.
3-2 pitch is lined out into center field, a one hop into the glove of Baker, and coming through to tie the game as I Tramp with an RBI single. Good piece of hitting, and just like that, a 1-1 tie here in the home fourth.
Yep, first hit with the runner in scoring position there for Sabetha. Nice job there tying up the game. Ike Tramp, 2-for-2. Again, a nice job just locating that pitch and staying patient with it, poised at the at-bat, and being able to take that chip and get it for the first score.
Now, for Ike Tramp, just his second RBI of the season, and that ties the game here in the fourth inning. Once again, Metcalf, a throw to first, as Fitzgerald steps in, singling in his first at-bat today. Now he got the potential go-ahead run at first base with one out in the inning. Slow roller to the right side, charging Habiger at second. His lone play is to first, and that will get Fitzgerald out, but Ike Tramp up to second base, but two outs in the inning. No chance for the double play there. Now an opportunity for Camden Whitwer with a runner in scoring position and two outs.
Well, yeah, you just highlighted it, partner. You put a runner back in scoring position for Sabeth. I think you just work right back off that momentum by Tramp. Whitwer, he's got a lot of power there, so definitely can get a big hit here, potentially get Sabeth of this lead in this inning.
Yeah, Whitwer grounded out to in that second inning in a 6-4-3 double play. And he's got Tramp at second base, first pitch, little check, did not swing. And missing the strike zone, it's 1-0. So each team has turned a double play today defensively. Two outs, runner at second, bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays have tied it against the Cause here at one apiece. Off speed, another close one in missing. And Whitwer the advantage at two balls, no strikes. Well, after today, Perry LeCompton will be off until next Thursday. Sabetha's going to get right back into league action on Monday afternoon. Metcalf looking back at second. Tramp, not much of a lead, and the 2-0 is in the dirt. Three balls, no strikes, with Storm Dixon in the on-deck circle. Opportunity here for the home team Blue Jays. Let's see what Whitwer does here at 3-0. Takes it all the way, and it's up and in. Ball four. Now runners at first and second with two outs for the junior Storm Dixon, who flew out to center his first at bat today.
Yeah, Whitwer did a good decision there, staying fair and balanced there at his at bat, just staying patient, getting himself on first. And now you get a chance for Storm Dixon with a runner in scoring position and a runner on first.
Just the second walk issued by Metcalf this afternoon. And the first pitch to Dixon, missing high with the fastball, and it's 1-0. So five consecutive pitches outside the zone for Metcalf, and certainly at least three of them were pretty darn close.
Got to find a strike here if you're Metcalf. Here's the pitch. Ground ball playable. Shortstop side, and it kicks away into left field by Tucker. Rounding third is Tramp. He will come in to score, and it's the go-ahead run for the Blue Jays here in the fourth. It'll be interesting. It was a pretty hot shot to the shortstop side. Tucker running to his right. And it appears that's going to be a single and an RBI.
Yep, that's now two runners in scoring position that have been scored. So for Sabatha, they're doing a nice job here making contact with the ball, Storm Dixon. Again, he blew that right past the shortstop. I know it was kind of a little slow there, but again, that was a nice location there on that hit for Storm Dixon, and a nice job getting Ike Tramp through, who got himself on via single.
That is the first RBI of the season for Dixon, and a good one as it gives the Blue Jays their first lead at 2-1 and still threatening for more here in the fourth with two outs. Here's Cole Middled. It is a high chopper fielded by the shortstop. That's Tucker. Long throw, and Middled beat it out. Well, I think Perry thought they got that out. Cole Middled, great speed in the number nine spot. And now a big opportunity here for Colin Montgomery. The bases are loaded with two outs in the inning.
Well, earlier you said Cole Middle had 10 steals on the season. So if you have 10 steals, I think that indicates you probably have a little bit of speed there. And I think we just got a little indication of that speed from Cole Middle. You know, beat that throw out to first base.
Whitwer at third, Dixon at second, Middle at first. Bases loaded, two outs for Montgomery. That cast first pitch is a little bit outside for ball one.
I know it's not the Sonic inning, but potentially a grand slam here loaded up.
I'm looking at the flag out in right field. And this is hit, and out into the gap in right center field over Habiger's glove. Two runs are going to come in to score, and coming through is Colin Montgomery, and the Blue Jays out to a 4-1 lead here in the fourth.
Well, knock out a slam, but you definitely got to like that knock there. That scores Whitwer and Dixon through Montgomery again. This has been a nice hitting inning for Sabatha. They have came through with four hits in this inning, and it kind of all goes back to that error that came back from the left fielder, crying that could have been the second out to start this bottom here. So, again, it's definitely just been a rough defensive inning here for Perry, not able to clean this one up.
Whitwer and Dixon come in to score. Minold goes first to third. Montgomery, two RBIs with the base knock, and the Blue Jays have scored four here in the inning and lead at 4-1. Metcalf, a throw to first. Montgomery back in there safely. Still two outs. They're at the corners. Out of the stretch, Metcalf to the lefty, Micah Lang. And a ground ball could be trouble. Finds the gap past Habiger out into right for a base hit. Micah Lang an RBI, and it's 5-1 Blue Jays. So Minold comes in to score. Montgomery goes first to third. And Micah Lang contributing here as the Blue Jays have batted around here in the fourth.
Sabatha came into this inning 0-1, runners in scoring position. They are 5-5 with runners in scoring position in this inning. Sabatha, they are hot. Their bats are just loaded up with fire. They have went through all nine in the order. Right now, there's still momentum here on the Sabatha side. I mean, it's been a defensive battle between these two teams. Perry LeCompton's done a nice job holding on, but, you know, still credit to Perry LeCompton. They still got Metcalf up there on the rubber, and he's still going to try to get out of this jam with the two outs.
He will throw to first. Back in safely, Micah Lang, who's driven in his second run of the season. Well, the Blue Jays came into this bottom of the fourth inning down 1-0, and they now lead it 5-1, still batting. Runners at the corners. Pitches outside. Minold takes off. For correction, Lang takes off, and he is safe, and the throw was not in time and during that fracas, and that's going to allow Montgomery to score. So they took the chance to try to get the final out with the caught stealing. And Lang getting in there safely, which allowed Montgomery to come in to score to make it 6-1. Now a runner at second base and a two out still. Pitch to Mitchell missing. Now it's 2-0.
Yeah, right now you're just trying to minimize the damage here this inning if you're Metcalf. Again, it's been mostly all these runs of two outs, so you just want to get out of this.
Here's the 2-0. Fastball in there called strike, and it's 2-1. Again, Mitchell today 0-2 with two strikeouts. Open on that left side batter's box with that stance. Metcalf just needs one more out. Good swing, fouling it straight back. Mitchell evens it up, 2-2. Lang at second base. As KP, you mentioned, again, a lot of this damage being done with two outs.
kind of go back to that early at bat from Jayton Meyer in the air, like crying in left field, which really kind of jump-started this run. Here's a 2-2. It is high and away, 3-2 with the mentioned Meyer in the on-deck circle. The 10th batter to come up here in the inning for the Blue Jays. Metcalf had been really sharp through the first three, but it has kind of unraveled here. And right before the toss, Metcalf was basically halfway through his lineup, or his windup, I should say, and then Mitchell threw the hand up, called the time. So having to reset, Lang at second base, two outs. Blue Jays have played it 6 here in the inning. Here's the 3-2, swing and a miss, and that retires the side. So Mitchell now 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts today, but the damage certainly done. Blue Jays trailed 1-0 going into this frame. They score 6, and after 4 innings here in Sabetha, Blue Jays 6 and Perry LeCompton 1.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KMZA continuing. Kern and Profits alongside. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman in studio. We go to the fifth inning here in Sabetha. Well, going into the bottom of the fourth, KP, the Blue Jays were down 1-0 to Perry LeCompton, but 6 runs, 5 hits, 10 batters later, a 6-1 lead now for Ike Tramp, who's back on the bump.
Now, all that damage could have been prevented. Again, most of the damage was with 2 outs, and you also got to go back to Jayton Meyer, who reached off the ear from left field. But then right after that, again, the runs and the at-bats started heating up. Sabetha, they had 5 hits in that inning and went at one point 5-for-5 with runners in scoring position. So for Sabetha, man, they just finished really strong in the inning, going in total 5-of-6 runners in scoring position. And that's what really matters is, you know, the at-bats were clutch, and they were hitting really well.
So a good spot here for Ike Tramp. His team now leads at 6-1. He will face the bottom third of the Perry LeCompton lineup here in this fifth inning. Thomas Marcelino will lead it off, followed by Caleb Confer and Colby Krine.
It's really important to note that Tramp, again, he's only given up 1 run this entire game. He's definitely found a lot of confidence here, especially in these last 2 innings facing the minimums.
And the first pitch to Thomas Marcelino, a little bit low for ball 1. And the fifth inning is underway. McCaw's got work to do. And out in front, high fly ball down the left field line. Should be kind of pushed back towards the line, but still foul on top of the netting down that left field line. So 1-1 here on Marcelino. Junior right fielder, he was a key bench player for the basketball team. Perry LeCompton had a great run on the hardwood this season. And a few other of these players, Houston Habiger, got some all-state recognition. Colby Krine, who's in the lineup, had a massive season from behind the arc. Here's the 1-2 to Marcelino, and in the dirt, swinging and missing, and down on strikes. And that is the third strikeout for Ike Tramp, all within the last 2 innings, and that's the first out here in the fifth.
Yeah, Ike Tramp now 10 strikeouts on the season. You know, he came in today with a 5.44 ERA, 7 runs given up, 11 hits, but today he's had a very nice game early against Perry LeCompton.
Caleb Confer swinging at the first pitch, pops it up foul territory, first base side, kind of leaning back on the grab was Whitwer. And just like that, 1 swing, out number 2. That brings up Colby Krine. Now, talking about this Perry LeCompton team, they've played quite a few close games here early on.
They've played Silver Lake and St. Mary's in league play, losing all four, and then, of course, being swept by Santa Fe Trail as well. So, again, an 0-6 start for the Cause this season after posting 16 wins a year ago. Now they're trailing Sabetha here on the road 6-1 with two outs, nobody on in the fifth. Here's an 0-1 pitch to Colby Krein, missing away, one ball, one strike.
Yeah, I feel like one thing that gets underrated about this ballpark is the separation between the parking lot and the ballpark.
Yeah, you got a little bit more distance here compared to some other spots, that is for sure. Now a hot shot left side and past both the diving Meyer and Montgomery out in the left, and Krein has a two-out single. Good piece of hitting, trying to keep the line moving, flips back to the top of the order with Caden Baker.
Well, again, you know, a two-out single is a two-out single. You'll take it. You get back up to the top of the order. Here's a chance to get some real damage in. We saw what Baker did to begin this game with his one-pitch single.
Yeah, Baker singled to begin the game, and then he lined out to left. He's hit the ball hard twice, and now this one is not well struck. It's popped straight up in the air down the first base line. It's the catcher, Mitchell, flips off the mask and reaches that hand up to make the catch to secure the out. So a two-out single does no harm, and we go to the bottom of the fifth here in Sabetha. Blue Jays leading at 6-1 here on KNZA.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the day for Garrett Metcalf is done. Perry LeCompton going to a new pitcher here. It's going to be Hudson Buttram. We'll take the spot of Metcalf, who again pitched four innings here today. Had given up no runs and three hits to the Blue Jays through the first three. That fourth inning got away with six runs on five hits. A couple of those runs unearned. But Buttram's going to have to keep the Blue Jays at bay if Cause are going to have a chance to rally in this game, as Blue Jays lead it by five as we come up here in the bottom of the fifth.
Definitely still the hand of the Metcalf, but we did still finish out that inning. Got a nice strikeout to edit, finishing with four strikeouts on the day. But now it's just time for Buttram to kind of carry that torch and ignite it a little bit harder here. You know, continue to keep a smooth game here against Sabetha, allow no more runs, and hopefully get some run support in these next few innings.
Again, well, the Blue Jays sent 10 to the plate in that six-run fourth inning, and Jayton Meyer will lead things off. It appears the switch defensively is just Buttram and Metcalf. Metcalf now playing at third base, as Buttram now takes the mound. Second pitcher being utilized today for Perry LeCompton. As Meyer will lead things off in the bottom of the fifth, it'll be Meyer followed by Tramp and then Fitzgerald. Meyer reached on an error in that last inning, scoring one of those six runs. He is also lined out to center. Buttram, a right-handed thrower, and Meyer steps in from the right side. And he comes out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Buttram's first pitch, a liner to the shortstop. Tucker didn't have to take more than one step to his right in a perfect spot to make a belt-high catch for out number one.
Yep, Rick, first out there for Perry LeCompton. Tucker, just an easy grab out to his right of his shoulder, just stretching out that left-hand glove.
Mike Tramp, he's pitched all five innings. He's also two for two today, a couple singles, an RBI, and a run scored. First look at Buttram, takes an off-speed pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays leading 6-1 here in the home fifth over Perry LeCompton. Cause scored the first run in the second. Blue Jays riled it up with six in the fourth, now batting in the fifth. Here's a medium-paced ground ball to the third baseman, Metcalf. A bobble is good enough to allow that runner and Tramp to be safe.
That'll be the second error. It's Perry LeCompton.
And it keeps Ike Trent perfect here. He's reached base now all three times with two hits, and, of course, that time reaching off the air.
That'll bring up Curtis Fitzgerald. One out, one on here in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays a 6-1 lead, looking for win number four this season. Fitzgerald 1-for-2 with a single, and Buttram thrown over to first base. Head first slide, Trent back in safely. Buttram out of the stretch, staggered stance, little glance over that left shoulder, not much of a lead for Tramp at first, fires it in there, a little bit up and in for ball number one. Now, Sabetha after there, doubleheader here tonight at home. We'll be right back here on this field Monday against St. Mary's. Here's the 1-0 by Buttram. Runs up and in and ducking out of the way, and kind of a late start for Tramp to get up to second base. Again, a long way from home base, and I think they're going to say that ball hit Curtis Fitzgerald. So a hit by pitch, so steal doesn't really matter. The runners are at first and second with one out. So here's Whitwer. Ground out into a double play in the second. Walked and scored in the six-run fourth. He's got first and second with one out here in the inning. Both teams have turned double plays here today. Buttram sets. Left side of the rubber. Looking back at second base to Ike Tramp. About a five-step lead. Here's the pitch. Outside corner catching for strike number one.
Well, here's a chance to, you know, kind of continue to extend that lead for Sabetha. That last inning, I mentioned that they went 5-6 with runners in scoring position. Here's a big opportunity to run around second to keep that streak going.
Another glance at second. Nobody holding a runner at second. Now a low pitch. It's going to get all the way to the backstop, and that's going to allow both runners to advance. The wild pitch moves Tramp to third, and Fitzgerald to second base. A base hit could add two to the Blue Jay lead. It's currently 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. And the count on Whitwer, one ball, one strike. Here's the kick by Buttram, the off-speed pitch, late swing, fouling that one away over the fence on the right side. One ball, two strikes. After today, we mentioned Sabetha being right back on this field Monday in league play against St. Mary's. The cause is going to be off till next Thursday when they host Veritas Christian. Here's the 1-2 by Buttram in there, called strike three. Got it knee high. So a big second out. Now it's up to Storm Dixon with the runners in scoring position.
That's a big strikeout for Buttram. I saw a couple of those pitches get away from him, but he found the frame. Nice velocity on the pitch, put it right down Broadway and got that strikeout.
You know, Dixon certainly contributed in that six-run fourth inning with an RBI single and a run scored. He's also got a fly out to center. He's got him at second and third with two outs. The first pitch taken for a called strike. And quickly the advantage, Buttram at 0-1. And the cause, got to get this out here. Only going to have two more innings of work to try to rally back in this game, but down five, you don't want it to be extended anymore. Here's the kick and fire, and a late swing, little dribbler, left side, Metcalf Fields running to his left, and darts a perfect throw to the first baseman, Confer, to retire the side. So Dixon goes down. That is 5-3. Blue Jays leads 2 in scoring position, but the Blue Jays have a 6-1 lead. Perry LeCompton coming up as the top of the sixth is on the way next.
Is your health a top priority this year? It's time to check in. The Sabetha Community Hospital invites you to our annual health fair, Saturday, April 4th, at the main event in Sabetha. From 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., join us for free health screenings, informational booths, and low-cost lab work. Plus, don't miss our great speakers, surgeon Dr. Samuel Bruna and social media favorite Trooper Ben. Your wellness matters. We'll see you there on April 4th.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Jays starter Ike Tramp out here to begin the sixth inning. And KP alongside Double K Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Blue Jays leading Perry LeCompton 6-1. As it'll be Carlston, Metcalf, and Habiger, 2, 3, and 4 in the cause lineup due up here in this top of the sixth inning. We said it in the pregame. Ike Tramp making his third start. He came in with 9 innings pitched, 7 runs allowed, and a 5.44 ERA. But KP here today, 1 run, 3 hits allowed against the cause.
Oh, he's the star of the show. You look also on the offensive side as well. He's got 2 hits, a run scored. He has reached base all 3 times. And then, yeah, you look over on the defensive side. His supporting cast around him has been nice. He's got the 2 strikeouts. He's, at this point, he's kind of mentioned there, only allowed 3 hits. So, all in all, man, this has been a good game for Ike Tramp. And, well, he could may as well go a complete game.
First pitch in the top of the sixth inning, off speed in there on the outer edge for a called strike. Carlston falls behind 0-1. So Carlston, his third at bat here in this game, reached on a fielder's choice in the first, struck out swinging in the third. And he takes a hack at this one, off speed, well inside and in the dirt, and maybe a little frustration with the bat slam there, knowing that was probably going to be ball one. Instead, it's going to be no balls, 2 strikes.
Anytime you get these doubleheader games, too, it's always nice when you get the most out of your starting pitcher in that first game.
Here is the 0-2. Foul straight back into the netting and stays no balls, 2 strikes. Metcalf in the on-deck circle. Houston Habiger also due up this inning for Perry LeCompton. Again, just 2 more innings of work for the cause, and work is what they got to do, down 6-1. The 0-2 in there, got him, strike 3 looking. 4 strikeouts now for Ike Tramp, and that's the first out here in the 6th. So Carlston down twice via the strikeouts. Base is empty, 1 out here in the top of the 6th, and that brings up Garrett Metcalf. And Metcalf started on the mound, he pitched 4 innings. Buttram replaced him in that 5th, and now he'll slow roll one to the left side, but just foul by a couple of feet. Meyer gets it back to Tramp on the bump quickly. And it's 0-1 here on Metcalf.
Yeah, safe to say as this game has gone on, Tramp's confidence at the rubber has continued to exceed, especially here in this late part of the game.
Here's the 0-1, off speed in the dirt. Evens it up, 1-1. And it's been cloudy from the jump, right around 51, 52 degrees when we started today. Much different than about the near 90-degree first pitch on Monday afternoon with Jeff West and Hiawatha. 2-1 here on Metcalf, top of the 6th inning. Base is empty, 1 out. Here's the pitch by Tramp, and it's lifted high in the air, shallow left center field, actually pushing that one a little bit farther back. Fitzgerald makes the catch, and there is 2 outs in the inning. Honestly, off the bat, looked like it was going to be a little more shallow. That ball hung up there quite a bit. Fitzgerald played it well for the second out. So here's Habiger. 2 outs, base is empty here in the top of the 6th. Cost trailing at 6-1 here in Sabetha. Good off-speed pitch, swing and a miss for strike 1. Habiger reached on an error in the 1st, a ground out to 2nd in the 4th. Batting for a 3rd time against Tramp here today. Here's the 0-1. Little high chopper, it's going to be foul down the 3rd baseline. And quickly, no balls, 2 strikes here on Habiger.
Yeah, Tramp's working an early nice pitch sequence. He gave him that changeup, now that fastball low, and now he's got the batter here having to protect on an 0-2.
Here's the 0-2. Low and inside, 1-2. We'll kind of see Tramp and what he's faced throughout his start here today. He faced 5 in the 1st, 4 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th, 4 in the 5th, and potentially could face 3, and that appears to be the case with a swinging strikeout, and the out completed from Mitchell DeWitt. We're down to 1st and make it 5 strikeouts now, and a heck of a start today for Ike Tramp. Blue Jays with a 6-1 lead. They try to add some insurance right after this as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning here on KNZA.
Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer early pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, early pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball cruising along here in Sabetha today. Blue Jays hosting Perry LeCompton. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Sabetha with a 6-1 lead over the Cause. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Blue Jay lineup, KP, as they look to add a little bit of insurance here late.
Yeah, and you got Cole Mendel here bombing the order before you get to the top, and he's a dangerous runner. We've seen his speed being able to get a single off the first base, beating out the throw. He's got 10 steals on the season. He's a really nice runner, so for him to lead off this inning at the bottom of the order, this could be definitely a good chance to get some insurance here for the Blue Jays.
First pitch swinging it high in the air, tailing towards foul territory up near the fence, and boy, it was close to being caught by Confer. Hits the turf and bounces over the fence for strike one.
Impressed me today, Sabetha. They've been 5-8 with runners in scoring position. The last two times they've been 0-2, but you know, you go back to that inning where they scored the 6 runs in that one, they went an impressive 5-6. So really, Sabetha, they've been on a strong batting game today.
Buttram, second pitcher utilized here for the Cause today. He'll stagger that stance out of the stretch with nobody on, delivers an off-speed pitch, and it's a called strike, and it's 0-2 here on Cole Minold.
You know, that defines teams that can make those postseason runs, especially at this baseball level, is, you know, the ability to be able to have those clutch hitting scenarios.
Buttram relieves Garrett Metcalf. Beginning of that last inning, his next pitch in the dirt, 1-2. He ultimately faced 5 in that inning, and the Blue Jays had multiple runners on, but he was able to get out of that jam. There's down home plate. Carlson, the catcher, the 1-2. And it's a swing and a miss and a strikeout recorded by Buttram. Give him 2 here in relief. That's the first out here in the home sixth.
And Buttram's just got to keep confidence. Again, I know you're going to need a lot of run support to come back from behind, but Buttram's just got to get his job done at the rubber. Pitch your game here.
Well, back to the top of the order for a fourth time. It's Colin Montgomery. He has reached base in all 3 at-bats, 2 singles, a walk, 2 RBIs, and a run scored here today for the Blue Jays leadoff hitter. Open stance from the left side. The righty Buttram delivers off speed, late swing, and pushed foul down the left side, and it's no balls, 1 strike. Now, you mentioned the Cause going to have work to do when we get to the seventh, as they trail right now to the Blue Jays 6-1. All of the Blue Jay runs back in the fourth inning, and Buttram's pitch here missing a touch inside, and then the throw from Carlson back to the mound actually clipped the bat and kind of ricocheted out to the left of Montgomery, so kind of an odd play there. No harm, no foul. But it's 1-1 here, the counts on Montgomery. Bases empty, 1 out here in the home sixth. Here's the pitch. Another late swing, slicing this one foul over the fence down the left field line, and Montgomery, protection mode, it's 1-2. Now, the Blue Jays opened the season with an 8-4 win against Marysville. They followed that very next night with a sweep over Atchison County. And their 2 losses back-to-back on Friday against 2 top-10 teams in the state, trying to get win number 4. Next pitch missed just barely inside, now evened up at 2-2. And Montgomery entered today with a batting average of .364 and with 2 hits today, and that is going up north. As an off-speed pitch missing away, and from 1-2 to 3-2 here on Colin Montgomery.
And Montgomery has worked this count back to his favor. You know, he mentioned it, 1-2, now a full count.
Base is empty, 1 out here in the home six. Blue Jays leading at 6-1. Here's a 3-2, and it's outside, ball 4. So 4 at-bats for Montgomery today. He has reached in all 4.
Yes, because he's been very patient.
He's been a very poised batter up there. He's walked out twice. He's had the hits that got sandwiched in between there in inning three and four. So Montgomery, man, he's as a leadoff. He has had a very solid early start this season, especially as a young sophomore.
Early on in the season, I mean, we've been talking about some of the top-tier teams in the Big East. Jeff West, defending champs, are off to an undefeated start themselves. Here's the throw to first by Buttram. Back in safely is Montgomery.
Yeah, definitely expecting a nice season here on the Big East side with all these baseball teams. And also the softball once we get to dive back right into that.
Now, Sabetha ranked this week. KABC, Rossville ranked as well in the 2-1A class. Montgomery takes off. The pitch is outside. Here's the throw by Carlston. Bounces out into center field, and that's going to allow Montgomery to swoop it up to third. Pretty good throw by Carlston, but just a little bit short of Tucker's glove on the bag. And then Habiger, the backup, couldn't control it either. And all the way out, and now, just like that, Montgomery from first to third in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, some good speed for Montgomery to get himself to second base, and then even better recognition to see that ball get behind that second base bag and take right off and use that speed to gain third.
A chance to add a little insurance here. One out, runner at third. Count one ball, no strikes here on Micah Lang. Take an off-speed pitch, missing away, and it's 2-0. Now, Micah today is 1-for-3 with an RBI. Strikeout, a ground out, and then an RBI single in that 6-run fourth inning. That's from the left side. Buttram out of the stretch. He'll kick, he'll fire. Right down Broadway for a strike, and it's 2-1.
He mentioned he's also the last one to record a hit here for Sabetha, all the way back in that fourth inning.
It is a 6-1 Blue Jays lead. Buttram again taking his time. Carlston gives him the sign and couldn't paint the outside corner. 3-1. Reed Mitchell in the on-deck circle here for the Blue Jays. Trying to add a little bit more to their lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Caw scored their lone run in the second. All six for the Blue Jays in the fourth. Goose eggs on the board outside of that. Fastball missing away, and that's a walk recorded by Micah Lang. So he has reached now in back-to-back ABs, and now they're at the corners with one out. So here's Reed Mitchell with an RBI chance here. I guess a positive for Perry LeCompton. You get a double play possibility with a ground ball.
Well, you look at Reed Mitchell today. He's been 0-for-3, but he came to the night leading the team with 9 hits. So I think in his mind, he feels maybe like he's due here for a big hit, and he's got an opportunity for some insurance on top of that.
Senior catcher Reed Mitchell. You got Montgomery at third, Lang at first. Buttram fires it in there, and a foul ball down the first base side. It's 0-1.
Yeah, already getting aggressive there on that early at-bat. Again, we mentioned that the 0-for-3 has been aggressive in all these at-bats today, and he's got a big opportunity here.
6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Sabetha. 1 run, 3 hits, a couple of errors for Perry LeCompton. Blue Jays batting in the home six. Runners at the corner and one out. Here's the pitch. Runners take off, and they will throw down to second. Will Carlston, it kicks away into Habiger's glove, and for the second time we've seen it here today, with runners at the corner sending both runners, did the Blue Jays, and for the second time cause missing out on an opportunity as everyone is safe, and it's now 7-1.
Yeah, funnily enough, that was also on that same play earlier in the game by Micah Lang, which he stole second. So again, Micah Lang, his ability to round those bases, use that speed, it's been very efficient.
A little insurance being added here for the Blue Jays. Buttram was about to deliver, and then a late time call there by Mitchell. He'll step out of the box, get a quick practice whiff in, and step back in there from that left side. They got Lang at second base, one out in the inning. Montgomery just scored a moment ago to make it 7-1 Blue Jays. Buttram, a glance back at second. Tucker kind of behind the runner. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. And now 2-1, and in the dirt enough to allow Micah Lang to get his way up to third base with kind of a late throw. So now an out. Still can't produce a run here. Now, Perry LeCompton led it 1-0 after 3, but right now it's 7-1 Blue Jays in the sixth. Buttram's pitch in the dirt, now 3-1. Let's see what Mitchell does here, and he's 0-for-3 today. One of the top hitters in this Blue Jays lineup, as you mentioned, Crendon, maybe feels like in his mind he might be due for a hit here. Here's the 3-1, and he does rope one right back into center field for an RBI single, and the Blue Jays now lead it 8-1. Well, there you go, KP.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're a top hitter on the team, you come in and you're aggressive in all your at-bats, and you're 0-3. I mean, we get that fourth opportunity, you get a runner in scoring position, I think you're telling yourself, okay, I think it's time. You get a lot of green straightaway right down the middle, and that's where he took that pitch to, and that's what you call a good batter right there, to be able to keep that confidence, stay poised right there in that moment, and be able to get that hit in.
That team leading 8th RBI for Reed Mitchell. 8-1 is our score, and that brings up Jayton Meyer. Buttram steps off the rubber. Meyer, the cleanup man today, reached on an error back in the fourth. He's got a couple of lineouts as well. Hit the ball hard twice. Now he's got a runner at first. Still only one out in the inning, as the Blue Jays have added two already. Now lead it by 7. Buttram's throw to first, and Mitchell back in there safely. So Betha holds on. They'll get their fourth win in game number 6. Number 7 ranked team this week in Class 3A. Still looking for that first pitch to Jayton Meyer. Runner takes off, and it ricochets off the right hand of Carlson. And without a throw, Mitchell is able to take second base.
Buttram just needing to clean up the pitching right now. Just get out of this inning. I know he's only got one out there on the board, but just got to clean this up and get to that top of the 7th and see what run support you can provide.
One ball, no strikes here on Jayton Meyer, the junior, for the Blue Jays, in the cleanup spot here today. Runner at second base, one out. Now this is a line shot out into left field. That will score a run, and it gets past Colby Crine as Meyer is chugging the big body to second base. It's an RBI, and it's 9-1. Sabetha still with one out in the 6th.
Our first extra base hit of the day, Jayton Meyer, nice double out to left field. And Sabetha, man, they have been impressed with the at-bats today. 7 of 10 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, that is a good number with runners in scoring position here today. They have been very effective in that regard. And now, KP, you're talking potential 10-run rule. If the Blue Jays can keep the line going here in the 6th, their lead is 9-1 with a runner at second and still only one out. As Ike Trample bat now for the fourth time today. He has reached in all 3, 2 singles and an error. Buttram glancing back at Meyer at second. First pitch in there, delivered for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Ike Tramp. You could maybe potentially call the player of the game with the way he has pitched for the Blue Jays, keeping this cause lineup in check throughout. And an 0-1 is hit high into the air down the right field line. This is playable, though, for Marcelino. And now he misjudges it, and it's over his head. He'll pick it up off one hop in front of the warning track. They're going to round the runner, Meyer. He's going to come home, and he is in safely to make it 10-1. It looked like Marcelino had a beat on it, and then right at the last second, he realized, boy, I am a little bit too far in front of this. And it bounces way over his head out near the warning track. And that's an RBI and a run scored. That'll bring up Curtis Fitzgerald with the lead now 10-1.
Well, you just mentioned that 10-run rule. Potentially, if you score this runner off second, that'll call game here for Sabetha.
And the first pitch here to Curtis Fitzgerald, a little up and in by Buttram for ball number 1. Now, for the first 3 innings, Cause were right there with a 1-0 lead, but 6 runs on 5 hits in the 4th. And now the Blue Jays trying to end this one an inning early. There's a good swing and miss there. Good pitch by Buttram. 1-1. Now the count on Fitzgerald. He's reached twice today, a single, and he's also hit by a pitch in the last inning. He's got Tramp at second base, still only one out. And remember, Buttram got the first out of the inning on the first batter in Menold, and since then the next 5 have reached. Next pitch a little bit up and in, 2-1. The Blue Jays tallying 6 in the 4th, and now 4 here in the 6th. They lead it by 9 and a chance to end it here via the 10-run rule. Buttram sets, a couple glances back at second, and the pitch to Fitzgerald in the dirt, good stop by Carlson. But now it's 3-1. with Whitwer in the on-deck circle. Could have an opportunity to end the game, but 3-1, Fitzgerald here, a base hit could do so. An impressive couple of offensive innings here tonight for the Blue Jays, and that 3-1 is upstairs, ball four. So first and second, one out. Potential winning run in scoring position as Whitwer comes up. Walked and scored back in the fourth. He also hit into a double play in the second and has a strikeout in the fifth. But it's 10-1, Sabetha. Two on, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. I'm Perry LeCompton. Buttram sets. Staggered stance, fires the first pitch, and lined foul over the netting and out of play right behind us.
Yeah, and when we're getting aggressive here, again, he has yet to hit his first hit today. So, get aggressive, chance to end this game with the run rule.
Now, it's about to sweat Perry LeCompton in the doubleheader they had last season. The Blue Jays trying to put the finishing touches here on a win in this first game. Next pitch to Whitwer in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Or correction, 0-2, beg your pardon. So now Whitwer in the hole. Two on and one out. Here's the 0-2. And they're going to call that strike three. That ball hit the dirt on the inside part of the plate. And not sure many of the Blue Jay fans agreed, but either way, taken off for third base during that was Ike Tramp. So now two outs, runners at the corners. That's the third strikeout for Buttram in relief, and now it's up to Storm Dixon with two outs here in the sixth.
Yeah, that's the second inning also for Sabetha, where they've had all nine batters be able to come up to the plate. So today, offensively, it's safe to say Sabetha's had a successful day.
A base hit would win the game for the Blue Jays. 10-1, they lead it here in the sixth. They're at the corners with two outs. It's up to Storm Dixon. First pitch by Buttram, low and outside. Again, if that ball gets away from Carlston, that could also end the game with the runner at third, Ike Tramp.
I talked about how long this backstop is there from that home plate. So definitely a wild pitch or a rough pass ball that could score.
Here's the 1-0. Fastball missing high, two balls, no strikes. The junior second baseman, Storm Dixon, a fly out to center, an RBI single and a run scored, and a ground out to third here today. Got Fitzgerald at first, Tramp at third base. Chance to end it here, an inning early. Here's the pitch. That one just missed up and away. And now three balls and no strikes with Cole Mennold, who began this inning with a strikeout, albeit in the on-deck circle. Blue Jays have batted around for a second time here in this game. Did so back in that six-run fourth inning, and not even thinking about taking the bat off the shoulder, Dixon watches that one cruise by for strike one, and now the count 3-1. See if he has more of an effort here on 3-1. Here's the pitch, and it's hit down the right field line. This could be trouble, and past the diving Marcelino. And that's going to bring the game-winning run across. It's an extra base knock to make it 11-1, and that does it for this one here today. Well, six runs in the fourth and five in the sixth, and that's the Blue Jays' offense here today as they will run rule the cause 11-1 in six innings. Our post-game show coming your way next here on KNCA.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Hey everybody, it's Bart at Farm and City Supply, and the 2026 mowing season is upon us. Come on in today and check out our 12 models of Gravelys that we keep in stock, our always popular HD series mowers with our optional suspension seats. It's a great heavy-duty lawnmower that handles the toughest jobs. We also carry a Niceland Professional Series mowers in both sit-down and stand-on. Come on in, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska. We'll keep you cutting.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the post-game coverage off and running in Sabetha this afternoon. It's high school baseball, and the Blue Jays getting it done. They score five runs in the sixth inning, and they run rule Perry LeCompton by a final score of 11-1. Getting back one final time here, Brendan Proffitt, Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabman. Well, again, you look at KP the first three innings. You had Garrett Metcalf on the mound pitching well. Cause had a 1-0 lead, but Blue Jays came up in the fourth, plating six runs on five hits. And really, that was the jump start for this Blue Jays offense. And again, adding five more in the sixth inning, all with one out, to complete this run rule in six innings over the Cause.
Yeah, apart from the struggling start for the infield for Sabetha with Meyer, Montgomery, and Dixon with a couple of those errors in the exchange between them. But after that, you know, up that third inning, Sabetha, they clicked on all cylinders. And at the end of the game, they only allowed one run given up in the end. So, you know, Sabetha's defense, they played really well. Their offense, they played really well. You talk about it, the 12 hits, 11 runs, 8-11 with runners in scoring position. I'd love to get a shout-out to Ike Tramp, who reached base four times, scored two runs, made contact three times, and on the defensive side also shut things down with a complete game and five strikeouts. So what an incredible game by Ike Tramp as a junior, putting the team on his back here for this game.
Yeah, Ike Tramp, three hits, all singles, two RBIs, two runs scored. And as you mentioned here today, it was his third start of the young season, and in his first two he had pitched nine innings, allowed seven runs for a 5.44 ERA, but today just one run, three hits allowed against Perry LeCompton in six innings, five strikeouts, and even more impressive, no walks.
Yeah, no, he had a phenomenal game, and I think this is a game that will boost a lot of confidence as this season goes on and can get him further into that ace pitcher role as, you know, this Blue Jay team continues to look to battle throughout this season, early part of this season. But again, this is their first league game of the year. They get the win under their belt. They have the next game coming up here against Perry LeCompton, looking to make it the same as 2025, looking for the sweep. And again, this is about the team that will definitely look to have an opportunity to battle at the top of the Big East this year.
So we mentioned again, these two will play their second game here in about 25 minutes or so. Again, conditions much different than our first couple of broadcasts. Of course, our first couple, we were right around 90 degrees, hot, humid, felt more like summer. But today, it feels more like the fall with the overcast conditions, again, about low to mid-50s throughout the course of this game today. But you mentioned Ike Tramp, just solid both ways. And again, we acknowledge him as a player of the game here for Sabetha as they beat Perry LeCompton 11-1, and they do so in six innings. Again, it was all jump-started by a six-run fourth inning on five hits. Then they would put it away. Five more runs on three hits in that bottom of the sixth inning. So KP will be in action, or will be in action.
Yes, sir.
Monday afternoon, we'll hit the TVL side of things in baseball. It's Onega hosting Frankfurt, I believe, which we'll have on Monday afternoon here on KNZA. So again, just kind of getting everybody involved as we continue on here, of course, but excited for that one. Obviously, Onega, they've been, you know, a solid club over the last few years. And in Frankfurt, I believe I did the math the other night, they have won five consecutive games, and they have scored 84 runs over their last four games.
Yeah, they have a really strong team, especially in that young pitcher in Wes Anderson, a senior. You know, you could talk about his accolades across every sport, but baseball definitely
is a face that is...
He's also just named second team All-State in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
so,
good.
Yeah, he's got it all. So I think that should be a really good matchup on Monday. A really nice Onega team that, you know, has had a baseball program for the last couple of years, and they've been off and running really well.
PBL's got some pretty good baseball teams. You throw in Donovan West, Frankfurt, Onega. Should be fun. On Monday afternoon, KP will have the call there beginning at 4:30. But here in Sabetha today, it was all Blue Jays as they run rule Perry LeCompton in six innings. Six runs in the fourth, five in the sixth. They beat the Caws today. Final score, 11-1. So Perry's still looking for win number one. They dropped to 0-7 on the year, now 0-5 in Big East play. It was the first league matchup for Sabetha. They start 1-0 in the Big East, and now their record, number seven ranked team in 3A, sits at 4-2 overall. Final tallies in this one unofficially, Sabetha 11 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 men on base. And Perry LeCompton in the loss, 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors. They left 4 on base. And KP, you had the stat here. Sabetha today 8 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Perry LeCompton just 0 for 1 in that category. Final score, Sabetha 11, Perry LeCompton 1. For Kirk Kilman, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to our broadcast today here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.